Welcome to Character Creation Cast, a show where we discuss and create characters, the best part of role-playing games, with guests using their favorite systems. I'm one of your hosts, Amelia Antrim.
And I am your other host, Ryan Bolter. Welcome, everyone, to our inaugural episode. If you are listening to this as soon as we released it, you are currently 1 week away from listening to our first few actual episodes, which we are both really excited about.
For this episode, we are going to discuss what our vision is for this podcast and what we hope that you, our audience, can get out of it. We will also go over some of the general questions that we'll be asking our guests so that you'll be able to get to know both of us a little bit better as well.
Yeah, Character Creation Cast is in part exactly what it sounds like. It is a show about creating characters, but in reality, that is only the beginning. The idea started with a tweet about how much fun it would be to have a podcast about creating characters in different systems and discussing the process, and an enthusiastic response of agreement. Since then, we have collaborated with some brilliant people, recorded fantastic episodes, and made some truly memorable characters that we can't wait to share with you.
Every month, we will explore the process of character creation in a different system, joined by guests who are passionate about it. Our guests span a broad range of folks in the RPG community, from podcasters to designers to fans.
In the first episode of the month, our creation episode, we will talk to our guests about the history of the system, the setting, and what exactly characters do during a game. Then, together, we will go through the process of creating characters in the game, with each person creating a unique character and discussing why they made the choices that they did.
The second episode of the month is our discussion episode. We will talk with our guests about their experience with the system, how it compares to other systems, and how creating characters sets expectations for play. We will also talk about advancement and how our group of characters might fare in a typical game. We will post our completed character sheets on our website in case anyone wants to try out one of the characters for themselves.
Our goal with this podcast is to showcase as many different games, gaming styles, and people in the community as we possibly can. We want to get people excited about RPGs and about creating interesting and diverse characters. We are really proud of what we have created, and we can't wait to share all of that with you.
We are incredibly excited about all of the amazing things that we have in store and all of the wonderful guests we get to talk to. But we also want to take this opportunity to tell you about ourselves and how you came to hear our voices in your ears. During our discussion episodes, you'll hear us ask our guests various questions related to the system, but we also like to learn a bit about the people as well. Mainly, what got them started in RPGs and how they tend to tackle character creation in any system.
Since those episodes are mainly to spotlight our guests, we thought it would be a good idea to go through these two main questions here so we can level the playing field a little going into each group of episodes. For me, I started playing RPGs in middle school, way back in 1993. My friend Adam Stewart approached me on the playground one day, saying that he found an ad in the school newspaper that was looking for more people to join up and play role-playing games together. We initially thought, hey, we like Final Fantasy. It would be cool to play these games with others, since we like playing them together, too. So we went, and once we got there, it was just a bunch of books on the table, and we were confused, but also very intrigued. My new friend, Nate Yealy, pulled me in with, imagine you were a superhero with the ability to control fire. You are walking down a dark alley, and you hear something from the darkness ahead. What do you do? And this basic description lit my imagination as I pictured creating a flame in my hand, lighting up the surroundings, and seeing what was out there. And I was hooked. I had played ever since, with only a break after college due to, well, no longer living near enough of my friends. But since then, I've recently picked it back up with my discovery of one-shot style of role-playing. I've also had the opportunity to play more through the internet recently, which has been quite the blessing. And how about yourself, Amelia? How did you get your start?
I started playing RPGs in high school when my boyfriend at the time suggested that a group of our friends should play D20 Modern. I broke up with him mid-campaign, and that went about how you would expect. And it took a long time off during college and the few years after. I finally jumped back in around 2014 or 2015, and I fell in love with it all over again. I haven't gotten to play nearly as many games as I would like, but I'm working on it. I'm really fascinated by trying to understand the multitude of ways the mechanics of a game can impact the stories we tell at the table, and I think character creation is a great window into that. Now, Ryan, what about your character creation philosophies?
Well, when I go into creating the character, I have a lot of different methods depending on my mood. Sometimes an image online will spark my imagination. Sometimes I'll want to recreate a character from another work of fiction. Other times I have a very specific theme in mind for the character that I want to bring to life. And sometimes I have no clue until I start looking at options until something really jumps out at me. For instance, my latest Heroes Unlimited character was created that way. I knew she was going to be superpowered, but no clue on the theme until I saw a Control Darkness ability and an Absorb Sunlight ability. It was a literal interpretation of yin and yang that I put into every aspect of the character from that point, including an explosive temper paired with a calm demeanor. And that's just one of the examples of the many characters I've made in the past, and I am beyond excited to create more throughout this podcast. How about yourself, Amelia?
My approach has always been informed by my love of more narrative-style games. I like to tell stories, so when I build a character, I consider what story I want to tell with that person. I try to understand who I want them to be as a person, their personality, their goals, mannerisms, that sort of thing, and then work backwards from there, choosing different things in the creation process to mechanically reinforce the narrative choices. I like to think about what sort of person I want to embody in play, and then figure out how to build that in a particular system.
Yeah, and as for what we're up to outside of this podcast, I am currently assisting with the recording of Geek Wars Season 2, a geek trivia show on the Block Party Podcast Network, and I am the webmaster for both blockpartypodcastnetwork.com and for the Whelmed, the Young Justice Files podcast, which can be found at crashingthemode.com.
For me, you can hear my voice on the Shadow of the Cabal podcast, a Legend of the Five Rings actual play over on the RPG Academy Network. They just wrapped up their first campaign, and we'll be doing a few different games while we are eagerly awaiting the release of the new edition of the game and the start of a new campaign.
Another thing I wanted to touch on before we close out this episode zero was that the response from all of you out there has been absolutely amazing. We have had support from people all across the internet, and it has warmed our hearts tremendously. I started with a random post in the beginning of January, and literally a day later, I had a mostly solidified idea, a ton of support from my online friends, and the most enthusiastic supporter during that time agreeing to become my co-host on this amazing journey.
I have been equally stunned at the outpouring of encouragement and enthusiasm that we've gotten from the community. There are so many people that I've looked up to and been inspired by, who have reached out to offer us support, and there are simply no words to express how truly grateful I am for everything. We've gotten great advice, helpful feedback, and an absurd amount of gleeful squealing from friends and strangers alike. The experience of putting this together has truly been a joy, and I really, really hope that comes across in the finished project.
Yeah, like I said, the response has been palpable. We started with a wish list of games to include, and that list started small and increased in size as we brainstormed. Then we asked for those interested to fill out our interest form. The list exploded, and we had become so very humbled by this. So many people with actual play podcasts, people in the community who have a big voice, and even some game designers with pre-release material have approached us to create characters in their new systems before they become available. I know there are a few Kickstarters who wanted to join us that we just missed that at the time this episode releases are just about to finish their campaigns. For instance, Erica Chappelle is kickstarting a Powered by the Apocalypse game called Flying Circus, where during character creation, you create both a person and your own personal aircraft. And Craig Campbell is kickstarting Capers, a 1920s superpowered gangster role-playing game that looks fantastic. And another campaign that is going on right now is for Acadicon, a convention held by the RPG Academy in November. Both Amelia and myself were able to make it in the 2017 run of this convention, and it was remarkable. And many of the people that we'll be interviewing throughout the year will most likely be attending this year's convention as well. So definitely keep an eye out for more details as they emerge.
I can say safely that I will be there so far, unless something changes, as a member of the RPG Academy faculty as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's our hope to signal boost some projects like these when we can, because we believe in this community and we believe that supporting one another can only help the community grow stronger as a whole. That's reflected in our mission statement. We will strive to create a podcast that's family-friendly, inclusive, and informative for anyone interested in role-playing games, so they have the knowledge to create a character for the systems covered on the show.
It's a simple mission, but we're excited to fulfill it along with you, the listener, cheering us on. We have a lot of plans for this podcast, and we are currently only scratching the surface. For now, keep an eye out for our first actual episodes releasing April 2nd. That's 2018 for those listening in the future. We are super thrilled to bring you 6 full episodes spanning 2 different games all on the same day. We'll call each group of episodes a series from now on, just so we're all on the same page.
In the first series, we will be covering Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition character creation with Tall Squall from Encounter Roleplay and Neil Powell from the Block Party Podcast Network. Part 2 of the series is where we sit down with those same guests and discuss the process of character creation in the system and how it stacks up against other games.
Yeah, from there, in the second series, we cover character creation for Masks, A New Generation. We created a full superhero team with most of the Protean City Comics crew. Brandon Leon Gambetta, James Malloy, and Elspeth Demnon. In the second part of the series, we will be tackling the discussion portion with these same guests. So you can kind of see the pattern we're using to cover systems that we haven't covered previously.
We decided on releasing all of these at the same time so that everyone can get a taste of the sort of variety we're striving for on this podcast. We are planning to cover some games more than once with different angles and different guests, and those episodes may follow a slightly more streamlined format, but we'll be crossing that bridge when we get to it. We are also planning a few pure discussion episodes that'll cover various topics related to character creation with or without a focus on certain systems.
Needless to say, we have plans, and these plans are going to keep us going for years. So please stay tuned for everything we have to offer. It is going to be an amazing ride. Thank you so, so much for joining us, and remember, we find that the best part of any role-playing game is character creation.
So go out there and create some amazing people. We'll see you next time. Character Creation Cast is a production of the Block Party Podcast Network and can be found at www.blockpartypodcastnetwork.com/charactercreationcast. Head to the website to get more information on our hosts, our guests, some of our character sheets, and other shows on the network. Character Creation Cast can be found on Twitter at @creationcast. I'm one of your hosts, Amelia Antrim, and I can be found on Twitter at @gingerreckoning. Our other host, Ryan Bolter, can be found on Twitter at @LordNeptune. Music for this episode is used with a Creative Commons license. Further information can be found within the show notes. Our main theme music is Hero Remix by Steve Combs and is used with a Creative Commons license. This podcast is owned by us under Creative Commons. This episode was edited by Ryan Bolter. Thanks for joining us. And remember, we find the best part of any role-playing game is character creation. So go out there and create some amazing people. We'll see you next time.